Phil Vitel is a restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. His review today is of Nahabedians.
Yes, Brandy.
You know, you and I have been toying with the idea of one day doing a, I don't know if it's a trivia quiz for you, maybe we should just list restaurants in Chicago and you tell us about, in a sentence, their history and their name. Why is Nahabedians named that?
Brandy is a French term for a small growth off a twig on a tree. It represents, so it's the little thing that first pokes up when it's going to try to become a new branch, whatever, is called a Brandy. And so when they opened this as their second restaurant 6 years ago, it represented new growth.
Okay, but you said Brandy.
Brandy.
But this is Nahabedians. What does Brandy have to do with Nahabedian?
Brandy is the name of the restaurant, and the Nahabedians are Carrie and Michael Nahabedian, who are the chef and general manager, respectively.
Oh, I see. But the name of the restaurant isn't Brandy.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, it's the Nahabedians.
Led Renaissance, right.
Got it. Is there a restaurant called Nahabedians?
No, but there was Naha, and that's what it was. It was short for Nahabedian.
Got it. Oh, the stories behind these are fun, Phil. So tell us a little bit about Brandy.
Brandy is, when they opened it, they still had Naha, which was very, very American, kind of Carrie's California cooking merged with her Armenian heritage and things like that. And Brandy is her and his, their cousins, salute to France. They're just doing classic French cooking, certainly was part of her early training, and they just do a terrific job. And 5-10 years ago, French cooking was kind of sort of over in many people's minds. But in the last couple of years, we've seen a bit of a resurgence, and certainly few restaurants do it better than this one.
The food section of the Chicago Tribune today is just terrific, by the way. The photography, I was actually looking at it. I took a picture of the roasted vegetable-baked pasta for your party buffet and recipe and sent it to my wife and said, "Hokey smokes, does this look like something for you?" But then when you turn the page, you also see the more pictures from the food that they serve. The Dover sole just looks positively delicious. What was the highlight for you? What were you really enjoying?
I really like this thing called a tartatin of potatoes. No, tartatin is typically apples, but they did a kind of this thin shaved potatoes with the caramelized onions and goat cheese, a little herb de Provence for aroma, walnuts, little rocket greens, which is wild arugula, and pumpkin seeds. It's just a beautiful little dish when you're just sitting there saying, "Oh, I'm having potatoes and cheese," but there's so much else going on texturally and visually. And I agree, the Dover sole is just one of those fish that if they're really sourcing it from Europe as they should, and they're really just all you got to do is dress it with a little brown butter. But of course, this being Carrie Nahabedian, there are whole almonds and Parisian potatoes, little fried lemon on top, little capers on the side.
You also wrote cured and crisped pork belly. Plays against a fruit assortment of poached cranberries and gooseberries, along with, what's that word,
medjool dates. They're dates.
Medjool dates puree. A dates puree. Soft trophy noodles.
Yeah, those are little twisted pastas, about finger length.
Serve as a foil for lump crab meat, buttered kohlrabi and lobster coral butter, under a sheaf of chafed black truffles. Okay, I don't know what all of that is, but boy, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Noodles, crab meat, pork, crisp, belly, man.
Yeah, it's very buttery, very rich, and then you've got this lobster roe for a little hint of salt, and then, of course, black, you know, quote, summer truffles, unquote. This time of year, they can source them from Australia, where it's summer, and they get summer truffles that way.
Wow. Okay, what's the room like at this place?
Very, very subdued. Kind of earth tones, little on the darker side, some nice, cute globe lights, but they're not super dim, but just all the lighting you need and no more. It's a pretty quiet room. You've got your double cloth topped on the tablecloths, on the tables. You've got these beautiful pictures of bare tree branches as part of the theme that are
backlit. Oh, yeah, right.
Backlit.
I'm looking at that now, too.
And it is, as people always say, where can I go for a meal that's really nice, but it's quiet? Please give me quiet. This place is quiet.
55 seats. You write conversation friendly rather than conversation challenged, which you too often have to put. Uh-huh. It's at 534 North Clark, so that's downtown, right? That's
right. Just
right over here.
Just a half block north of the of where Naha used to be.
And you give it 3 stars, Phil Vitel. That's something you don't throw around lightly. Brindle, Brindille, Leeds French comeback. You've been saying that we're actually getting some decent French restaurants in this little Midwestern town of ours.
Yeah. I mean, we always had the Everest. We always had the Le Nomade. But the days of when Jean Blanchet was heads and above the only chef anybody, you know, that everybody knew about in Chicago, then, you know, then it became more of an American thing, and our American food is incorporating more and more Latino influence. So the trending in cuisine is going to wane, and we're getting into way more Korean flavors, a lot more Asian flavors in general. But now French is starting to swing a little bit back. We had the restaurant Le Sud up in Roscoe Village that does a really nice job, and it's just so cute. It looks like it was pulled out of a time capsule.
But is this accessible? Do you think most folks would enjoy this? I mean, is it too fancy, or is it okay?
I don't think so. I mean, Carrie's food, Carrie Mahabedian's food, is undeniably complex. There's a lot of ingredients on the plate, but it's a far cry from the old French cliche of, you know, a lot of meat with a lot of butter sauce and just some luxury accents for the sake of being luxury accents. And she doesn't play, her style is much cleaner, offers a lot different textures and all that. And I mean, some of what we now accept automatically, you know, that we use different, we incorporate spicy peppers into certain dishes and all the rest of it. We weren't doing that at all 20 years ago. This is actually a fairly recent development in the way Americans eat, at least.
500 block of North Clark downtown. Let's pause here for a minute. It's 1:49. Talk to me about Restaurant Week, which
starts Friday.
Yeah, I was just going to say, next week, essentially, but it starts Friday, right?
Starts Friday, goes for 2 weeks, which is, you can ask yourself why they're calling it Restaurant Week instead of Restaurant Weeks.
That's all right, we get it.
Restaurant Half Month, something.
All right, let's give some highlights from that in a minute here on WGN. Phil Vitel, give me 60 seconds. We procrastinate on a lot of things, even managing the pain in our knees. I'm John Williams, and I talk about the Joint Relief Institute a lot, and I just know that a lot of us are kind of limping around, maybe gingerly walking, period, and then when there's ice and snow under your feet, now it's really perilous, and I just don't want you to do that. I want you to be proactive, stop suffering from pain, stop worrying about your slipping on the ice and snow. Let's have strong and pain-free joints. Go to the Joint Relief Institute. They use digital imaging. They see where your knee's been failing you. There's a spot. And then they put some joint lubricant into there. It'll take more than one treatment, but I'm telling you, this is pain-free, it's outpatient, it's non-surgical, it's quick, you're in, you're out, and your insurance is almost surely going to pay for it. So let's get on that right now. Their new location is in Oak Brook, just east of the Oak Brook Mall off of Cermak. It's easy to get to. Maybe the Orland Park location's better for you. It's the same phone number either way. You ready? 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. That's the Joint Relief Institute. Visit jointreliefinstitute.com or call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. So Phil Vitel and I, restaurant critics, Chicago Tribune, we're talking off the air, on the air now. It was your idea for Restaurant Week.
Sort of, yeah. I had about 13, 14 years ago, I wrote a rant in the paper saying, you know, Sarasota has a restaurant week, for crying out loud. How come we don't have a restaurant week? New York's got one, Washington has one, and LA's got one, so we need something like that. And I said something in the paper about exactly how those other ones were structured. And it would be an easy format to copy, and volunteered to check out the Miami Restaurant Week, which is coming up the following month. But
oh, that was your gambit. Okay,
that was my gambit.
It.
Yeah, they didn't rise to that bait. But the next time they met, the city council started a subcommittee to look into it. And a year after that, we had our very first Restaurant Week, and there were 35 restaurants that joined in that very first
when
year.
When you join in, you participate by offering maybe special prefix meals, something like that, right?
Right. You offer lunch and or dinner. You can do one or both. And you put the menu together as you want, and some places just do one set menu. It's Back then, it was $22 for lunch, and more than that for dinner. It's now jumped all the way up to 24, but that's not bad for 12 years that the price of lunch has gone up only $2.
Is that uniform with all the restaurants? Same price?
Yeah, you have to stick to the price. For lunch, you do a lunch or brunch. Some do weekend brunch for this too. And it's $24. And then dinner is either 36 or 48. Typically, the 36 menu is a three course and the 48 is a four, but that's not always, it's not universal.
What about beverage service on those?
Always extra. Actually, I take it back. One restaurant, Abba, is throwing in a glass of wine with its dinner. They're only doing. They're not open for lunch.
Okay,
so their $48 dinner menu includes a glass of wine. So you get
how many restaurants are participating this year?
Almost 400.
Wow,
there were like three. The last count they were saying it was 390.
Starting this Friday.
Starting Friday and going for 2 weeks to Feb 7.
What do you make of this? Is it a good idea? Should I try and get in? Can I get in?
It's a great way to motivate people to go out to dinner at the time of year when the weather is not exactly luring people outdoors. So there's a reason to go to the place. And some of these places you can go in and have dinner for less than you're going to Brandy, which we were just talking about. They're doing it. And they're doing a dinner for 48, I believe. Yeah. And it's a three-course dinner. And if you go there in 2 weeks from now and they're back to the regular menu, you're not going to get three courses for $48.
Yeah.
And if you go there tonight, you're not going to get three courses for $48. But starting Friday, you will.
Yeah.
So you get to check out a restaurant for less than you'd ordinarily pay. And hopefully, they're hoping this will make you into a repeat customer.
Well, I want to support the concept, and I suspect you do too. But I wonder if it's like going out on Valentine's Day now. Are the restaurants crowded? Can they handle it? What's the story there?
I think so. For one thing, if they were that packed, they probably wouldn't feel the need to get in there. Although, to be honest with you, ABBA is that packed. But this isn't going to make it worse. It can only because it's a waiting list to get into ABBA anyway. I think the appeal for most of the restaurants is that this is not their busy time of year.
Yeah.
And it's not like Valentine's Day when everybody's trying to get in there at the exact same moment and have the exact same fancy dinner. And, you know, Valentine's Day is its own, you know, little bit of hell for the restaurant community. But
yeah, right. But a good kind of problem for them to have, too. I mean, better that people go out than that they don't.
If they behave.
The people or the restaurants?
The people. Valentine's Day is notorious for people not showing up.
Oh.
You know, Mr. Romance makes reservations at three restaurants and gives his lovely would-be date her choice. And they go to the one they like, and maybe he forgets to call the other two.
I make reservations at more than one location sometimes, and I always call back right away when we've secured the reservation at the other place. And you have never heard a more appreciative voice on the other end of the phone.
I know. I've been thanked profusely when I've called.
I know.
Embarrassed because I'm calling with maybe 5 hours notice, less, and saying, I'm so sorry, my wife is sick, I can't. And they say, look, thanks, just thank you for letting us know.
Amen to that. And you know, what you're doing is you're telling them, I'm not going to give you my money today. And they sound thrilled, which shows you how important that call is. Phil Vitale writes in the Chicago Tribune, read him at chicagotribune.com/dining. They have this paper edition. I recommend you pick up today because it's beautiful. It looks delicious. Restaurant Week starts on Friday. I got to go, Phil. Is there a website to go to for Restaurant Week?
There is. It is eatitupchicago.com.
Eatitupchicago.com. Thank you, Phil Vitale. It's nice to see you in the studio.
My pleasure.
You all right?
I'm great.
Okay. You look a little distracted over there.
I was trying to find my place in this piece of paper, and I just kind of couldn't focus.